Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Was interesting. You know, I have to say this too. The news today in Utah is reporting some boos. Some boos came, went toward Romney and then went on to paint Romney as the victim. Even with an editorial saying that booing is, you know, basically mean. Very interesting. I cannot wait to hear you guys expand on this a little bit. But Romney was certainly booed. Let me play just a little bit of that again. Yeah, that was a pretty big consensus booing, I have to say. And you know what? It actually, I feel like, was a very, very good thing. You know, there's not a lot of things that they'll listen to, not a lot of things they'll do, but I would have to say booing isn't threatening them. It's booing. It's saying, I don't agree with you, what you stand for. I don't agree with what you're saying. And I'd love for you to weigh in on this. By the way, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. And of course, Dr. Pesta today, and lots of wonderful things I want to talk about. I also want to talk about smallpox. I want to give you some insight into that because I do feel like we might be seeing that on the horizon. So we'll talk about that too. And it's really important information. So I do hope you tune in for the whole show today. I also want to say this, some boos, that interesting article by Deseret News, of course, who has this infatuation love affair with Romney and has ever since the Olympics, but more so ever since he went into office went for the presidency and everything else. They have just been absolutely in love with him. They will do anything he says. They'll print anything he says. I mean, it is kind of amazing how they suck up to Mitt Romney. So I do want to get your comments. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Whoops, sorry. Whoops. Okay. I don't know what's going on. All right. Sorry about that. We have some echoing too. I just wanted to give you the headline today. What did Utah's governor say to draw boos from some at the GOP convention? And Romney survived censure vote from delegates. Do you see how they sort of just kind of went over the fact that Romney was booed for minutes and minutes and minutes on end? Very interesting, right? So they absolutely just want to ignore it. And then they want to tell you that Romney's a victim and that you're mean for booing. Now, Utah's governor drawing boos. Cox drew some boos. He also, I'd not a warm reception for Cox. Cox is not loved in the state. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they might even listen to the booing. But both of them, I want to make a comment on this, both of them said in their speeches at the Republican convention that you hate me. You hate me. I know I have people that hate me. Interesting that they were the two that said that and no one else. They were the only two that said that. And do you know what it is? It's extremely manipulative. It really is. It's so manipulative to say, you hate me, I'm the victim. That's basically what they're saying. I'm a victim of you. Governor Cox always refers to the people as, you know, the haters. They hate him. And instead of his constituency, which I find utterly repellent, because why don't you find out why you're not liked by actual conservatives in your own party? The other thing that happened that was kind of amazing was the fact that none of Cox's picks, none of the people he supported, made it into Republican leadership at the state level. Very, very interesting. Don't you agree? Very interesting. And I have to say, this is that actually was something that was really great that I think came out of the convention. We have a sheep farmer as the head of the statewide Republican Party, which is really nice to see. He's got some great values. And the rest of the team, that was encouraging that nobody that Cox went out and spent money on, your tax dollar money, by the way, your money. Not his money, not his own. No, your money. He spent money parading around and making sure that people would vote for certain people. None of them made it. Isn't that great? I applaud. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about last year's state convention.
Okay.
And how we voted on the internet.
Yes.
And how Cox won the overall percentage. He didn't get the 60%, but he got, I think, 48% or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And how his group of people didn't win this time.
Right.
Just curious. It's just a very big curiosity of what was going on exactly with that internet vote. It made me very uncomfortable the entire time I was on the internet last year with that whole scenario.
Sure. Absolutely.
So just throw that out there as a suspicious.
Okay. All right. What did you think of the booing this year?
I loved it.
Yeah, I did
absolutely
too.
Loved it. That's the idea behind holding your representatives to the fire.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And when they don't do what you want, they should be held to the fire.
I agree. There's no other way to do it. What else are we going to do? They won't listen to anybody. They keep everybody at bay and far away. So the only time they're ever confronted with their own constituency, I don't think booing's a problem at all. I mean, that's the only way we can let them know we don't like what you're doing. Right?
Yeah, I guarantee you what's going to happen next is neither one of those representatives, Cox nor Romney, will be in front of crowds for months.
Yes, I agree. You're right. You're so right on that. Wow. Thank you. I really appreciate you chiming in on that, giving your observations on both. Thank you. That was great. And, you know, it was interesting to listen to Cox's speech, and some of the things he was saying just weren't true. He was then again trying to convince everybody we were still in this pandemic. And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing, because if you have to convince people that you're in it, I'm sorry, there's no pandemic. People have the understanding of pandemic pegged wrong then. And so he kept saying, you know, things like this. See, everybody in here has had somebody that died from COVID, and I've been affected too. Is that true? Is that a true statement? No, I don't know anyone that's died of COVID. So that can't be a true statement. A real statement would have been, you've had 20 or 30 people die around you and me. And yes, we're in a convention. And by the way, we wouldn't be here because a pandemic wouldn't allow us to get together. That would be an honest statement, but he won't tell the truth. So he says these very strange statements that you're supposed to just believe, and said everybody's been affected by every single person has known somebody that died from COVID. Really? He then again patted himself on the back for having a huge kitty full of money. You know, $1 billion full of money. Well, did he also explain to the people that he basically prostituted them out for COVID restrictions? Took away freedom? Did he explain that? Or did he just kind of let that lie and give himself a pat on the back? That's what he did. He rushed his statements so fast to everybody, hoping to convince them on what a great job he did. He did not get a warm reception, Governor Cox, at all. There's a lot of buyer's remorse going on for Governor Cox right now. And the more leftist he gets with his communism overall statement of one Utah and trying to push us into this one little global Utah where we all head in the same direction and have the same thoughts, it's disgusting. He also said that we need unity and not to be selfish. So go and volunteer instead of griping about what he's doing. Wow. Guess what, Governor Cox? Look around the state. We have more volunteerism than any state. I'll assure you that. These people out here are already volunteering. You don't need to shame them. You don't need to lie to them. And you don't need to tell them what to go do. If they want to tell you and call you out and say, we don't like you and what you're doing, they have every right to do so. Shaming them and telling them to get out and stop being selfish and start being unified in thought, that's what a communist leader says. That's what a communist leader does. And that's not who we are. So we're calling you out on it, Spencer Cox. And what does he do? Tells us to go be less selfish and go volunteer so we can learn a big lesson. That did not go over well. Let me just tell you. Lecturing the crowd on doing more volunteer work? I can't, I'm so stunned by that. That took cojones, I tell you that. Wow. You know what? Spencer Cox doesn't get it. And he is having a real sincere problem in this state. He doesn't get respect here. I don't know anyone that respects him. All I know is people that have buyer's remorse. And the other thing is people that just see clearly what he's doing with his little communism regime and pronouncing himself in pronouns and having a really big problem with it. And of course, he used the youth. Oh, the youth tell me that they wish you guys weren't so selfish. Yeah, the last person I listened to was an 18-year-old. Okay. Anyways, be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Song makes me think of Romney. Anyway, and Cox. Oh, I just wish, there was like something that you could visualize, you know, this person is an actual conservative, this person isn't. But 5 minutes in, if you start talking to somebody, it's pretty easy to figure out whether or not they really understand constitutional principles. Anyway, I just wanted to mention, make sure that if you have a property, make sure you get over to Caldwell Banker Property Management. These guys are so good at what they do, and you can actually phone them, 272-4699, 272-4699. Also, they're located on Riverside Drive, CB, you know, Caldwell Banker, CB, stgeorgerentals.com, CB, stgeorgerentals.com. These are the guys you choose because they've got the knowledge, the time, and the desire. And if you don't want to deal with emergency calls in the middle of the night and background checks and, you know, advertising the property and showing the property, moving out tenants, evictions, serving notices, you know, all that stuff. You don't want to do it. You know you don't. So there's much better things you'd rather be doing. So make sure that you go to Caldwell Banker Property Management. These guys know what they're doing and they're awesome. If I were you, I'd use them. Plain and simple. If I were you, I would use them. CBSt.GeorgeRentals.com. What a fantastic company over there. Also, get over to Dr. Diet, too. If you'd like to drop some pounds right before this summer hits, man, I don't know of a better way, but if you really want to get it done, if you really want to whittle the waistline down, I'd go over to Dr. Diet because they can help you do it. They've got so many tools in their arsenal to help you. And what a wonderful staff, medical doctor, a homeopathic, you name it, all kinds of different individuals there that will help you and to understand your health. And you can get a free body analysis. 628-DIET. 628-DIET is the phone number. But I've used them and they're just amazing. Really, truly. It wasn't until I went there that I actually started to lose the weight. So a couple of things. The booing of Mitt Romney was just, I thought, great. I thought it was fantastic. He deserved it. He keeps himself very far away from people. And the booing on the plane, I actually thought was fine too. I would say even more appropriate at a Republican convention of his own party. His own party needs to know how much they detest him. How else are you going to find that out? I mean, if I were him, I'd be extremely embarrassed. Extremely embarrassed, wouldn't you? Then the booing lasted for minutes on end. I mean, it was through his whole speech. So, of course, the Deseret News tries to rescue him. They try to rescue him right away. And they say, oh, it's not isolated. Other people have been booed. Oh, my gosh. They also said Hal Boyd, executive editor, of course, Mr. Little Liberal, said booing Mitt Romney is an embarrassment because... he said, Republicans rightly condemn cancel culture, but then express unpopular perspectives. And of course, they went to boo him. So he tried to say that they were, hypocritical. That's not true. They're just displeased with, is that a good word? Displeased with Romney. They actually detest him. In fact, if you go look at the comments on Facebook, every time he posts something glowing about Biden or anytime he posts anything at all, there's a 95% are telling him what a joke he is and how much they hate him. So if this doesn't tell you. So Hal Boyd for Deseret News went on to say, we have our own sad history of canceling disagreement. I'm sorry, but the people have no other way to get the message across other than booing. Don't act like this is a threat on someone's life. Come on, let's separate the two. Okay? Booing is booing. Boo, see? It's really harmless, but man, can it let somebody know. And I sure hope that Cox was listening to all of the people who couldn't stand him while he was giving his speech and trying to lecture everybody. The fact that they were both into the you hate me, they were right. We do. And they should actually get that message across and start to change what they're doing in office. That would be great, wouldn't it? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I was there, and it was all great.
Good.
I was actually surprised with how many people wanted to censure, well, didn't want to censure Romney, but didn't like him. It looks like it was a close vote, but many people felt like, hey, we voted him in, and we're stuck with him, and not right to censure him. There were a lot of people that didn't vote for the censure that are very displeased with him. It was not close.
Wow. I wonder why. Why do you think that is?
I cannot figure that out. You know, I got up and gave my mm-hmm. little spiel that basically said, you know, we vote for people who have an R by their name, and in any other state, mm-hmm. they'd be a Democrat. That's
right.
What I said. And,
right.
And that we seem to do that. There really is no real Democrat Party in Utah. There really is a Republican Party that is half Democrat, half Republican.
Yeah.
That's, I think, where we need to start paying attention.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for that analysis, really and truly. And you know what? I actually think that those that don't like what he's doing, don't like what he's about, but then didn't vote to censure him, they are in love with the party politics. So it's party politics above everything. It's make sure that you stand by your man, even when your man's a cheat. You know what I mean? It's that kind of mentality. It is the, oh, well, I don't want to come down on him that hard because he's one of us. Romney's never been one of us. That's the whole point. And it's glaringly obvious now, right? But I think it's being in love with party politics. It's putting it over principle. It's saying, let's not hold anyone's feet to the fire. Let's just be in love with the Republican Party and then ignore every single thing that they're doing wrong. That's not okay. I know we're better than that. But a lot of people would do, you know, oh, well, that's a little too far. Give me a break. What's too far? Telling somebody that that they actually should be in a whole nother party, progressive leftist party? I mean, come on. That's just being honest, right? He's being dishonest by parading around as a Republican, and you should be upset about that. You should be upset about him using the name Republican. If the Republican name means that much to you, why aren't you more angry at the fact that he's using it? Same with Spencer Cox. Spencer Cox has changed a lot since the day he became governor, too. He did start changing as lieutenant governor, and we got to see that when he invented the color code system from Sesame Street for all of us, and talking down to us every 5 minutes and lecturing us. But still, I think we have a problem in seeing that. And that's a problem in of itself. Cox also went on to talk about the fact that government was never designed to solve all of our problems. If we want smaller government, we need bigger people. You know, he's very, very busy having government address everything. The governor. Government answers for everything. Patting himself on the back for 100 days in and everything he's doing. If he actually believed in limited government, he wouldn't be so busy, would he? Just making a point. He says they're things that get a crowd to cheer, but doesn't follow them himself. He doesn't wear a mask at so many different events, but then when he's addressing the kids that he's making wear masks, then he wears them. By the way, he did say no more masks and no more, I think he said no more testing, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. When he stood there at the podium, is he going to actually keep his word on that? Because he was just pressuring the superintendents to test next year. You tell me. I don't think he's kept his word on just about everything. So I have a hard time with that. Also, Washington County School Board still clamping down and saying, we're not going to alter our mask mandates for the kids. The other counties, I applaud you for doing it. Our county, I would be so embarrassed to be a school board member right now. I wouldn't want to show my face here in Washington County. And I also would be kind of embarrassed to be part of public health, too. Now, Dr. Blodgett's a little better than the rest, I have to say. You know, they decided that they weren't going to punish, quote unquote, anyone. So that's nice. That's nice that they were a little better than the worst of the worst. But you know what? I would be embarrassed right now to be a school board member. And if you don't get them out, I don't know what else to tell you. Because if we don't get these individuals to send a really strong message and say, we don't like you anymore. We don't, not like you, but we don't like what you're doing anymore. You're not caring about our kids. Well, there's no other way to do that. Term limits are used as elections, right? We can now say no more of you. We're done. We don't want you guys clamping down and furthering hurting our children. So this is a great time to absolutely say to yourself, I will never vote for any of these people again in office after the way they treated these kids. Because they had the choice and they decided to work against your kids instead of for parental rights, right? Now, parents can do anything they want anyway. Let's not discount that. But at the same time, it's very, very evident that the school board does not like your children and doesn't care if they're safe, because safety would mean take off the masks. By the way, Jill Biden is coming to Utah and no one cares. I just had to say that. Jill Biden's coming. They're not even disclosing where she's going to visit right now. Nobody's going to care that you get off the plane, Jill. And every time I think of Jill, I think of her sort of like bobbing up and down and scampering after Biden all the time. I don't know that I would ever care to ever have a conversation with her. She kind of seems like a blank slate. And so she's only been to Utah maybe once or twice before for very, very quick visits. But nobody even cares that she's coming. How sad is that? Isn't it? Nobody cares. In fact, they're not doing a ton of exposés on her, are they? I don't know. Everyone's just kind of ignoring her. Most of America is ignoring her. And anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting that it was sort of a byline, you know? Oh yeah, Jill Biden's coming. Silence. Crickets. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. In fact, she went to go visit last time. She went to go visit a rural school out on some Native American territories because I'm not quite sure she could sell a ticket in Utah. Not quite sure there would be people stepping up to see her. Maybe the heart of Salt Lake. I don't know. But other than that, I don't know that people would be clamoring to see her or not. And I also just wanted to mention, you know, the speech that Cox gave was really disappointing. And like I said, he rushed through it. He rushed through it so that people wouldn't start booing, the erratic boos. In fact, as he was going through the state's accomplishments, lots of boos from the audience. And when he said, you know, in Utah, kids are in school the greatest number of days during the pandemic. Other states had kids more so. South Dakota, all kinds of different states did. Give me a break. And then, of course, that's when he went into, I know you guys hate me. He says he cut taxes, cut regulations, and dealing with the pandemic. He doesn't get high marks for dealing with the pandemic. He did not pull us out of the emergency state that we should have not been in. And so, and developing the color code system and then pressuring the schools to test next year for the cash. Yeah, it doesn't get high marks in my book. Sorry. I know some people out there are like, well, he did sign the bill for the concealed carry. So look at everything else he's doing to inhibit liberty, to take away liberty. Look at what he's really doing. Look at his agenda, the One Utah. So much about this guy reeks as progressive liberal. Believe him when he tells you, you know, or when he doesn't tell you, he just shows you. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. How you doing on your Monday? Oh, crazy Monday. Always is right now in the news cycle. It's just insane. So welcome back to the show, of course. And I just wanted to mention Tropical Pool and Spa. If you haven't been over there to get your bullfrog hot tub, you know, their reviews are amazing. For a reason, they know what they're doing. 40 years of experience has taught them a thing or two. And let me just tell you, they're really good. They'll do it on time. They'll actually install on time. And they come through with their promises. And they have customer service that's right there, ready to talk to you and solve anything that comes their way. They're really, really good. Tropical Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Make sure you get over to Red Hills Parkway. And the phone number is 688-8797. 688-8797. These are the guys that... And the Bullfrog hot tub, you want that one. That one's the best by far. When I did my homework, it was going to be Bullfrog. So Tropical Pool and Spas were just fantastic. And the swim spas, you'll love it. Everybody needs that stress to relieve the stress, don't they? Yeah. All right. So I just wanted to mention Susan Collins, the disgraced senator who believes that she's a Republican, but clearly no. She just parades around as one, and she's in the Romney Club. They're like in this little club. And she told CNN, of course, she likes CNN. She told CNN she was appalled when Utah Republicans booed Mitt Romney. And Todd Starnes tweeted out, was she just as appalled when Romney voted to impeach President Trump? Of course not. Yeah. I thought it was great that she did that. You know, one point I do want to make is this. And if you would just hold on for just a second, caller. I think this is a super, super important point. And a lot of people will say, listen to the people and do what the people want as the elected official. Not necessarily, though, and this is the reason I say this. Elected leaders do not need to do what the people tell them to do, because I think it's kind of odd when they say just be the people's voice. Because depending on, quote unquote, the people and their desires and their ignorance, elected individuals could do things that would damage liberty, right, in the worst way. And so sometimes the crowd is wrong. Sometimes the crowd, doesn't understand their own liberty and would call for them to do things that weren't in their best interest or everyone's interest when it comes to liberty. So if they're on the side of truth and knowledge and good limited governance, then the decisions they make will be the right ones for the people, whether the people agree with them or not. Just do what is right. And if you don't want to study, learn, and apply good principles, don't run for office. But the reason that they're electing you is to act in the best interest of limited government as what the founders prescribed. So if you're going to just follow the crowd, I've seen a lot of crowds be very, very wrong, right, in their own liberty. It's just something to remember that somebody is elected to represent the people, but represent them with the understanding of good principles, too. That's a huge part of it. A lot of elected officials just run because they say, I'm just going to be the voice of the people. I'm just going to be popular amongst my people. Well, the popularity amongst the people usually is driven in the wrong direction because the people don't always know. What is great for them when it comes to their own liberty. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we don't have such a pathetic representation here in Utah. Mm. I still can't get over that dog deal. You know, these guys need cold water poured on them because I don't know of one representative, Hatch, Bennett, Leavitt, mm-hmm. that has done anything for us,
right?
You know,
right.
These guys are pathetic, you know, and all this. Now it's going down in these smaller communities where these up in Salt Lake and that, and then you got two of those mayors up there that are fighting against each other.
Yeah.
And then this Angela Dunn, you know,
mm-hmm.
my heck, these guys are just, they got this power trip that is just unreal, but they don't have any touch with reality.
I know. I'm with you. Thank you for that. In fact, I really appreciate it. In fact, Cox cited that, you know, don't go to a healthcare provider's home. He was talking about Angela Dumb, Dr. Dumb, and you go volunteer instead. Well, you know what? People were voicing a lot of concern because everyone was hinging their lockdowns on Angela Dumb and her advice. Which is so horrific to me. I mean, she's horrific. Not the fact that people would step up and say, don't stop doing this to the people of Utah. Right. And then of course it's government's fault for saying to us that Dr. Angela Dumb is now running our state due to whatever she says, Mrs. CDC, whatever she says, to the health departments. So there's a lot of blame to go around. But no, volunteering isn't going to inhibit more liberty. He wants you to volunteer so that you can go worry about something else. And then, of course, you know, volunteer means do this good thing. And if you say this good thing isn't worth doing, then you're kicking puppies, basically. Right. He just wants a distraction from what the state's doing to your liberty. So that's a problem. It's huge. And you know, leaders are very interesting prospect because you expect them to adhere to the lofty speeches they make, right? Chris Stewart hasn't adhered to anything he said in the last decade. But the lofty speeches are there to tell you what you want to hear. And Cox did that. He told a lot of people what they wanted to hear, and he was getting booed. Well, good. Let him know you don't like what he's doing because he's doing something different than what he's saying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi there. Hi. Go right ahead.
Hey, you know, all of this stuff about Romney's not his fault because he has a gender identity problem. He doesn't know whether he's a Republican or a Democrat.
That's so true. He really does.
Yeah, you know, it's just funny how they play on that whole thing, but yet, you know, he is such a flip-flopper going back and forth, and he wears the guise of a Republican, but he is surely not.
I agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I'm with you. Let me give you an example of what I mean when these people that are elected are supposed to do the right thing, not necessarily just what the crowd wants, because the people can get very ridiculous when it comes to what they want government to do. Now, whether the people were clamoring for this or not, I don't know. I don't think so. But the Washington City Council approved a contract with an electronic bike venture Wednesday to provide e-bike rentals at Sullivan Virgin River Soccer Park. So they contracted with this company, and they're using tax money, and it's $50,000 for the initial investment, for $8,000 a year. They're going to overlook these bikes, but with the heavy hand from government helping them. Why does the government ever have to go in with another group, right? With a private industry, I should say, to get you to and to pay for something that a private industry could have just done themselves. Government isn't supposed to take on this role. It's wrong. So the crowd, if the crowd wanted this, I don't know if the crowd wanted this or not, but if Washington City Council thinks they're pleasing the people by using your tax dollars to provide e-bikes, right, and to provide this company, Easy Rider Rentals, an avenue that's shored up by government to provide a private business, I'm sorry, that's wrong. That is just wrong. And you have a lot of city council members that just did the wrong thing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, you know, I think the word that sums all this stuff up, whether it's city, state, federal, it's this, they all think that they need to be these benevolent leaders, or this benevolence that, you know, hey, we've got to provide everything for you, Spencer Cox. Well, you know what, I'm going to be the social media, you know, influencer darling, and I'm going to go get my picture taken in front of getting my vaccine and post it, and you guys are, follow me on there. He's like, he reminds me, and I don't mean this to slight women, but my wife's friends on Instagram that post everything, you know, like their young women's projects and all these things. It's Spencer Cox is supposed to be an influencer. He needs to be a governor and understand his proper role and his branch of government, not overstep it.
Yes.
And the same with Mitt. I mean,
you're right.
Why can't we expect him? We should be able to boo him and throw spit wads at him and do everything because he votes 21% of the time in line with the Constitution.
21%.
100% in line with it. He's a failure.
Uh-huh.
He deserves it.
Yes, he deserves to get recalled.
Bernie Sanders votes 35% of the time in line. He's worse than Bernie Sanders, America's, you know, token favorite socialist.
I agree.
Mike Lee's 90%. Can't you see night and day versus Mike Lee and Mitt Romney? It's so crazy. One more thing before I hang up with you is on the Sunday local show on Channel 4, they had rolled out Amy Winder, Newton Winder, whatever her name is.
Yes.
But she was doing kind of an apology tour saying that we all need to be better behaved and get along. And she made the comment that all of us in state government, we all get along really well and we treat each other really nice. And I thought to myself, that's the problem.
That is the problem.
Our state senator leadership or state house won't rein in our governor, because they all want to be friends. And, you know, my kids play soccer together. I don't want to make it awkward on the sideline as we watch games together.
Yes, I'm nice, and therefore I'm giving myself the self-righteous badge because I'm so nice. Well, they're letting their party go to crap because they're so nice. Newsmax even said it. Newsmax said we're too gentle, so we don't stand for anything.
Well, that article was awesome because he said, you know, do you know the guy that in junior high that would be willing to eat bugs and stuff and do all these stuff
for attention,
gain favor? And it was total tea. It was total description of our buddy Spencer Cox.
You're right.
When is he on the radio and your radio station?
It's every other month, and it's on a Wednesday. That's the only time he could carve out to speak to the little people. But it's every other month, and it's so it'll be probably next month, and then it will be, I think it's on like the first Wednesday of every other month.
keep us posted because he's going to go underground for a long time, and that
yes,
might be our first chance to get at him. So
yes, he
thanks,
will.
Kate,
thank
awesome.
You. Really appreciate that. Thank you. And I'll let you guys know when that's coming up because it's a different phone number than the number you call into this show. And I didn't know that before. So it's a different number, but it's played all throughout Utah. So it kind of co-ops on all the different stations and plays. And so you'll have to call in and let him know what you really think of him because he really needs to hear. He needs feedback, doesn't he? I would think he needs some feedback. Sure.